Hi, this is Arne Quisbo. Today, I wanted to share some of the common mistakes that we see organizations make when trying to assess their licensing requirements, and more specifically, Oracle technology products requirements under the name User Plus metric. So we recently posted a blog post about some of the top three common mistakes. So I want to talk about this in more details. We see too many teams referring to their entitlements instead of actually counting the users having access to their Oracle technology products. The problem is you can't just go into your contract and think that what your usage is aligns with what you purchased. Unfortunately, we see a lot of companies doing that. And obviously that potentially puts you at a compliance risk in the event that the number of users exceeds the number of entitlements. The number two big mistake that we see too often is a lot of teams forget to count devices. Assuming that you only need to count how many human users are accessing Oracle software when you count NetUser Plus licenses, can be avoided. The challenge is Oracle's licensing policy in their definition of NetUser Plus counts human and non-human operated devices. Therefore, you have to count both to come up with the total number of NetUser Plus licenses that you are required to have based on your system architecture. And the third one, forgetting that there are minimum requirements. And this is, again, another typical Oracle stance to, again, have licensing policies to make it hard for their own customers to comply with their licensing guidelines and policies. Now, some of the Oracle technology products require a minimum number of licenses to be purchased. And this is based on the configuration of your system environment, and more specifically, your physical machines or servers. I'm just going to use one example, which is the Oracle Enterprise Database Edition. If you look into your contract, you are required to license at minimum 25 NetUser Plus licenses per processor. That's difficulty number one. You need to be aware of that minimum. Number two is you need to how to count the proper number of processor based on your environment. I'm going to take an example of a machine that would have license 6 processor will need at least 150 NetUser licenses if you do the 6 times 25 minimum licenses for NetUsers. And now the key is at least. So you need at the minimum 150 NetUser Plus licenses. So if you count only, let's say, 100 users accessing your environment, you're out of compliance by 50 at least. Now, the other thing when we talk about this minimum requirement is there's another subtle pitfall that some companies make is they're aware of the minimum requirement, and when they count, it's similar to the first issue in terms of just looking at the entitlements. A lot of companies assume that your usage is your minimum requirement. So they will take, again, that example, as I mentioned earlier, and say, okay, I'm supposed to only have, 150 NetUser Plus licenses on this machine. Therefore, that's my usage. And by doing so, you could potentially be out of compliance for not having enough NetUser Plus licenses. So once again, it's not about the requirement, it's a minimum requirement, but you always have to compare this based on the actual number of users accessing your system environment where Oracle is running. Compare this to your minimum requirement and take whatever number is higher. Now, I hope this was helpful. There's additional things I want to mention, which is we see a lot of companies also trying to use their software asset management tool to assess their utilization. In our experience, unfortunately, even though those tools can be useful in many ways, sometimes they can provide a wrong result in terms of the utilization. So there's no really easy way of doing it. You really have to go ahead and count NetMuser Plus licenses accessing your environment on the front end. The other big thing, just to finish on this topic, is you do not have to run scripts, right? So if Oracle comes one day and so ask you to run their script in your environment to come up with your utilization, number one, you put your organization at risk because you were essentially opening the door for Oracle to do their assessment and then have their data and present you with their audit results and the potential out of compliance and the financial exposure associated with that delta between your entitlements and your usage. So you do not have to run those scripts. Our recommendation, as usual, when we talk about Oracle assessment, is do your own assessment. Do a self-assessment of your utilization, and if you define that there is ultimately an out of compliance exposure, then you can proactively find ways to, one, reduce your exposure, and two, put together a go-forward approach with Oracle that would put you in a better situation than if they were to approach you directly. So we hope this was helpful, and you can read more in the blog post that we put. And that was Aaron Quisbo, Senior Advisor at Praj, and have a great day.